It's 10 to 8 and Emma McNamara's here now with Business News.
Thanks very much, Fran. The winner of the Feroiga Youth Entrepreneur Awards is Amy Keating, a teenager from Tala who won the national competition with her invention Cozy Sounds. They're earmuffs with built-in earphones. They're customisable and have had some success with GAA clubs. Amy also makes a cushion or pillow with built-in earphones. Feroiga runs the business competition for young people seen as at risk of dropping out of the education system, and Amy Keating came first out of 850 competing businesses.
Because I get the bus to school, I go to school in Crumlin, and it was freezing out, and I always listen to my music in the morning time. And one of the girls had earmuffs, so I thought, how can I get my ears warm while listening to my music? And then when I saw the earmuffs, I thought, it'd be great if I could get the earphones inside the earmuffs. And that's how I came up with my idea for the earmuffs. And then my idea for the cushions was, my dad has been asking me, like, not to listen to my earphones at night time because it's very dangerous with the wire around your neck. So I decided if I could have earphones inside my pillow or my cushion at night time, that would be much safer, and that's what I did. I put the earphones inside the cushion, and then I personalised them so you can have Westlife, Justin Bieber, One Direction, anything you want on them, even pictures of your family.
And how did you go about getting your ideas from the idea of the cushion and the idea of the earmuffs with the earphones in them to actually having the item itself, like getting them made?
I liked it. I had heard stories of other people's products and the experience they've been through. So that kind of gave me the get up and go to source my products and put them together and think of new ways to make my products better and reduce the cost of my product. So I went out and I looked for pillows and cases for pillows, and then I sourced them on the internet, earmuffs, because where I had been sourcing them ran out, and that's how I got my products up and running.
The idea behind the whole competition is to make school more interesting, make you see what you can learn by staying at school and learning how to put a business together. Do you think it worked for you and the other school kids that were involved?
Yeah, definitely. I wasn't here representing my school. I was here representing my Feroiga Club MCTNs from Tally. But I study business and I'm in fifth year. And I think it was great from what you've learned in the book to actually put it into practice.
That was Amy Keating there, and we've just found out while that clip of Amy was playing that both Fran and Gavin here in studio have both the earmuffs and the pillows, but not the Justin Bieber or One Direction versions.
Yet.
Amy, anyway, is going to be on Morning Edition on RTÉ1 television and on the News Now channel this morning just after 10. Now, the government is issuing an extra 700 permits for work in the IT sector this year. It's part of a plan to boost the information technology sector, and we'll also see the time it takes to process a job permit reduced. It's been widely welcomed. Open Ireland, whose aim is to encourage strategies needed to develop Ireland as a technological economic powerhouse, said the measure will create jobs immediately. And here's Chris Horn, partner at Irish venture capital firm Atlantic Bridge and the founding chair of the government's expert group on future skills.
Overall, very positive. There is a shortage of skilled staff in the ICT sector. In part because, to be honest, the IDA has been extraordinarily successful in bringing so many companies into Ireland, and particularly the last 2 or 3 years, it really has exploded. But at the same time, the indigenous sector, you know, the Irish companies themselves are struggling too to find staff, so there has been a real shortage, and it's, I think, to be welcomed, the initiative that's been taken by the government.
What does it say about our education system? Should the third level sector not be gearing people up for jobs in IT?
Well, absolutely, and I think in the past it has, but I think perhaps in the early part, you know, after 9/11 and 2001, 2002 to 2003, there was the dot-com crash in the industry. And I think a lot of people left the industry and a lot of people said, well, I'm not going to build a career there. But really, since about 2004, worldwide, the ICT sector has been growing strongly. And now it's just phenomenally booming. But for people to consider a career, you know, it takes the third level sector maybe 3 or 4 years to produce graduates. And it's not a tap that you can turn on instantly.
You say it's booming now. Is that set to last, do you think?
I think so. Every indication that I see, and I'm talking to you right now from Silicon Valley, and it's extraordinary the growth over here, but also back in Ireland, there's extraordinary growth, and the sector seems very, very strong indeed.
What niche parts of the sector do you think we should be keeping an eye on?
Well, one of the very biggest changes that happened in the ICT sector was just a few years ago when Apple launched the iPhone and the smartphone. And since then, the whole industry has been turned on its head with the move away from PCs towards mobile computers and to tablets. And that's creating extraordinary opportunities for new companies to come in and shake up the established industry.
Chris Horn there. Now, Cyprus has to sell excess gold reserves to raise around €400 million to help finance its part of the bailout. That's according to an assessment of Cypriot financing needs prepared by the European Commission. Also this morning, sales at UK retailer Marks & Spencer rose slightly in the first 3 months of 2013 as good trading from its food business offset a fall in clothing sales. The company said that like-for-like sales in the UK were 0.6% higher for the 3 months to the end of March compared of a year ago, and overall sales, including in its international businesses, were up 3.1% in the quarter. Global shipments of personal computers fell by 14% in the first 3 months of this year, research firm IDC says. That's the sharpest fall since the firm started tracking the industry in 1994. And on the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.3065 and at 85.2 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you.